broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Cullman.
Radio show right here on Live 95.5, Cullman's Independent Radio. Hey, look, we've got a packed house here tonight. Let's go ahead and give you my lineup. The one and only Brother Bobby Hill from New Life Church. Woo-hoo. Let me tell you something. Bobby's fired up about Jesus. Woo-hoo. I'm telling you.
Yay, Jesus.
Longtime friend Brenda Parrish, former educator with Welty Elementary for 26 years that just retired. Also coming up, we have Jeremy and Julie Hogan, along with Chris Denny from Save and Forgotten Warriors, and L.A. Angel Larissa Birchfield, up and coming rising star from Nashville. We're gonna talk about her music, and she's actually gonna bring her guitar in here and have a little fun with us.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, Bobby, you want to go ahead and let's start off with a little prayer going on?
Yes. Jesus Christ, we are so thrilled and excited about you, who you are. All of your finished work that you've accomplished, that you've included us in the eternal purpose of God our Father, and that you have called to us to be your people, to be your children, and that you are working in and through us as light in this world, that you shine forth your glory and your goodness. And we're excited at every opportunity we have to express you in every situation. And we're thankful for what you're doing in our community and through this radio program and the various guests that come on. Father, you have blessed us in so many ways. Let us further realize and see the truth about who you are. Amen.
Amen. So let me just kind of give you some updates at the very beginning of the show. Next Tuesday, we will not be in studio. It's the 4th of July, so we're going to do a rebroadcast of Understanding the Law with Big D and Cullman attorney Melvin Hastings. But coming in next Thursday on the Big D Radio Show, we'll have our usual crowd, along with Cullman attorney Melvin Hastings, as he's the co-host with Big D. And we're going to talk to Stacey George. He is a up-and-coming candidate for governor for the state of Alabama. So we're going to bring him in here and see what his plans is, if he can actually pull it off and win the governor of Alabama. So we're going to see what kind of things he says. We already know what we heard from Governor Bentley. You know what, man? I was fired up about that. Brenda, tell me what your thoughts. Come on. Seriously, at the very beginning, you know it as well as I do. I think he started out really well. And then after that,
I don't want my comments.
Come on, I don't care about your comments because my comments are the same. But after a while, Governor Bentley just kind of went downhill.
It wasn't after a while; it was from the very beginning.
Oh, come on! I liked it from the very beginning. See,
as
look, we got controversy here. Well, I know, the whole
education
system. I know that, but you know, wow, he went down quick.
He had a lot of people fooled.
You think so?
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, he fooled everybody from the beginning. I mean, look what happened. Look what, it finally came out, and everybody got to see him for what he was.
Well, you know, so he likes women on the side.
And he was married.
Yeah.
That's adultery.
It is. It is.
That's a sin.
But
right,
I'll,
Pastor?
Pastor, well, I'm not talking politics. What are you talking about?
On the spot. Well,
it's
yes.
It's one of the Ten Commandments.
So, look, so Brenda, we'll bring you on Understanding the Law with Melvin Hastings, because sometimes we do talk about Alabama politics,
yes.
And it's so wonderful once we get on the roll.
I called him one time.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes, that was interesting.
But, I mean, Alabama politics is just like top of the charts, because there's so much craziness going on. Mm-hmm. You know, because
national, too.
Oh, yeah, national, too. But
always is.
You know, when we talk about Alabama politics, and everybody wants to do a good thing when they become governor, and it all goes south, and a lot of the times our governors end up in prison.
Yeah.
So what's up with that? You know,
or their leaders, or their people that are under them.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
So.
It is, and we, you know, they talk about they want to bring the jobs in, they want to knock unemployment down, and then when we look at the state, how broke it is. You know, probably if you file your taxes here in Alabama, you might get your tax return within what, 5 months, 6 months. So they're trying to get rather. Or gather some money up so they can send it to you. So
what was it last year? Like three branches of the government all had somebody indicted.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It is pitiful.
But I guess the only Melvin and I talked about it, the only worse state than Alabama is Illinois, and the track record for their governors being in prison is just unreal. I mean, it actually beats Alabama, and that's hard to believe that you can do that. But yeah, it's just crazy.
Well, in the Michigan, you know, with the water thing with the poisoning the water and all
yes.
that, and they've had their problems there too. My relatives are in Michigan, so I get to hear about all that.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So politics is such a fickle thing like that. Why does it seem that there's a good candidate that you seem is good, but every time it's almost like the system overcomes them?
I think it's a power. I think once they get into that position, they have that God complex, and I just think it's it's sad because they get that power and they feel like
so they lose
no
their
law.
Perspective or
yes, and they're tempted and they follow through with that, and it's just they get to that point where they're think they
so
above the law.
So wouldn't it be nice to have someone with integrity to follow through and
exactly
and so.
And we're talking now going into the governor race for the state of Alabama. We have two pastors out of Birmingham. Scott Dawson is one of them, and I can't think of the other guy's name out of Birmingham. But you know what refreshing it would be to see somebody like that take over the governor, because I really believe that they could turn it around.
Yeah.
You know, we need godly leadership, and especially in the government that we never have. I mean, they always talk a big talk, but
yeah, Bentley ran on that. Bentley ran on that, you know, big Christian, you know, conservative. I'm telling you, he did.
I love Brenda, by the way.
And, you know, he ran on that and morals and all this kind of stuff. And then look what happened.
He slipped, Brenda.
He did not slip. Sorry. I think he was that way from the beginning.
He could have been.
Sorry. My opinion.
I guess he fooled us all.
He did. He fooled teachers.
Weren't we all happy from going from like one governor who we thought was corrupt to another governor who we thought was not corrupt?
Well, yeah, I guess.
But do y'all remember that like 8 years ago?
Yeah, I remember.
With my MS, I can't remember anything.
Well,
what's he referring to?
Which one are you referring to?
All of them.
From A to Z.
Well, and then, you know, when they run on the Republican ticket, then they'll turn around and become a Democrat so they can, you know, try to win on that or vice versa.
I'm thinking, wasn't it from Riley to Bentley? And then Riley went upstate for corruption or something. I don't remember.
Oh, there's been so many. I can't even think of all of them. But, you know, I mean, even hometown Guy Hunt from Holly Pond, Alabama, you know, so he's supposedly using the state airplane to go to different revivals. And, like, they just really canned him for that. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Bentley had to take a helicopter from Montgomery to go to Auburn for a, you know, speaking arrangement or whatever. Okay, you're 30, the way I drive, 30 minutes away, and you have to take the state helicopter.
Oh, my God. There's red lights and stop signs.
On the interstate? 85?
He can fly there in like minutes.
That's a waste of money.
All right. Anyway. From politics to Jesus.
Well, they say don't talk about politics and religion.
So exactly.
The two subjects, Big D, you want to pick out first.
I know. I can't help it.
He teases me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He gets me going.
Yeah, so. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So let's talk about Jesus and how wonderful he is.
Man, that's a good subject.
You know, for him just to look down upon the things that we do here on earth, because, you know, we're all sinners. Let's just face it, you know, and we have been from the beginning. But to see some of the leadership that we have and the things that they do, you know, he knows that we need godly men as leaders. And unfortunately, we don't have that. And unfortunately, I don't think that we're ever going to have that. Mm. But we can definitely pray for it, though. That's my opinion. My opinion is not the same as the management and staff of Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
And I think, too, that, you know, the founding fathers never wanted political parties, ever. They didn't want that to happen. Well, that's exactly what happened. And look at the division it's caused. You know, just like, you know, you can relate it to football, you know, teams, Alabama and Auburn. You know, you have your assumptions when you see an Alabama fan. I'm an Auburn grad, so, you know, it's my bias.
God love
but,
you.
But anyway, you know, they never wanted there to be political parties because they knew there would be division. And I think that's the problem with everything, is that there's division. Someone says, you know, they're Republican or they're Democrat or independent or liberal, everybody already makes assumptions when they hear that. So because of that, I think that's why there's so many problems in politics.
So, you know, realistically, when we think about the world and its ways and the system that it is, probably, I mean, we ought to be able to expect some type of moral fortitude in our candidates and all that. But the world as a system will never, ever be Christian. It's not going to be.
Never will be.
It never will be. And so we really probably shouldn't be surprised that the system always ends up being corrupt. I mean,
exactly.
That is the way of the world, although as citizens, I don't think we ought to accept that.
Exactly.
You know, we shouldn't accept that and say it's okay. We ought to always demand a higher... But let's not be surprised about that or even dismayed or disappointed. Let's be realistic. Like, that is the way of the system of the world. And the solution of that is Jesus has established a kingdom where he is the ruler over everything and every government. So ultimately, every government, every kingdom, everything will be reconciled into him and his government, which will be exactly what we're hoping and wanting right here, right now. So that is going to happen. But in the meantime, it's kind of frustrating, isn't it?
It is. It really is. I think what frustrates me the most when I see either young politicians getting into the system, getting voted in, whether they're going to Montgomery or other places, I think they all have good ideas and they want to do good things. But once you get down to Montgomery and you have these career politicians, you're going to do exactly what they want you to do. It's just the bottom line. You're going to vote the way that they vote. So your dreams are down the drain.
You follow the leader.
And so while I do get frustrated with some individuals, and I do, politicians, I do get frustrated. But to me, it's that system that's corrupt. And I realize that individuals fall into that, and I know they fall victim to that. Well, all of us fall victim to some degree, but my point is that there is a corrupt system that I don't know if you can change that. I mean, it seems like it's such a mess. How can you even sort it out, to know? And so that is part of the problem, that a good person gets in that system and it overwhelms them, and there's so much pressure and, I guess, extortion and threatening, blackmail, whatever they go through.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I mean, you know, if Condoleezza Rice would, you know, run, I'd vote for her, you know. But she's one of those people that said, I don't want to be involved in that. So most of your good people don't want to be part of that system. And then, so what is, there's something in all of us that there's an appeal to compromise in situations. And isn't that probably how the good people get taken over? There's something in them, they compromise somewhere. And yet, if they don't the system try to run them down, trample over them?
And they worry they won't get reelected,
But see, I would respect somebody if they would go in there and stand true to their values. Mm-hmm. If they ran over, I would stand beside that person all the way, because I want to vote for people who will stand their ground and their integrity and their values, and that's the kind of people we want to elect and vote in.
Exactly.
And so I don't know how we bring that to our system, but you mentioned, and it's very true, prayer is significant in that.
It is.
Let us pray. Let us pray that God guides us and directs us with those people who do have the fortitude to stand up to that system. And let's put those folks in office.
Right. So, but, and then when you look at the flip side, Bobby, let's say that Scott Dawson, I guess he's from Highlands Church, I believe.
I don't know him from
Birmingham. So let's say that he does get elected as governor. Mm-hmm. So now can you imagine if he's going to do any kind of prayer in his office and or statewide and or anything that he does with Christian values, how bashed he's going to get by everyone the very first week he goes in there?
Well, sure. Yeah, that's going to happen.
It's just unbelievable that the opposing people want to do that.
Yeah, and that's that worldly system that is going to do everything it can to divide, bring division. As long as there's division, there's going to be problems. And I think you continue to respect a guy who will try to stand up to that, whether he can stand it or not. If he'll stay true to his own values, I think he would go a lot further, I think.
Exactly.
I think we're seeing some of that with Trump, you know, not necessarily they compare completely, but, you know, a lot of people are thrilled that he's willing to stand up to the system.
Right.
Now, whether all that's right or wrong, I don't want to defend him or not.
Right.
But there's some standing up to the system kind of thing that somebody has to do. And I don't know, you know, what kind of person does that take to stand up to that system?
I just wish he'd get off Twitter.
I agree. There's some things that you don't talk about, you know, but he's free to talk about it. And I think that he's free to talk about it just to show the people that I am the stand up man and I'm going to do exactly what I say.
Yeah.
So, and he is because, I mean, when you look at Obama and how he backed down from every country that came here.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
I would say that 100%, by the way.
Okay.
But, you know, it was...
It's your show.
No, it's my opinion. And you can have your opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't mind. But I still love you for your opinion, though.
And I want to say Jesus.
And Jesus. But that's what makes us great, is that we all have our own opinion. But like I said, that goes back to what the Founding Fathers, that, you know, there should be no division. We should be working together to come to some, you know, commonality where we all, you know, have the same desires and morals and outlook for what we want for America. And I think by having political parties, it just totally puts people in categories that they don't need to be put in.
But see, that's true in every aspect of our society.
Oh, it's true, yes.
So it's not obviously just a political thing. It's a human thing, I think. And there is that fallen nature of mankind that causes that. So thinking about, you know, there's that appeal to compromise that's within all of us. And so yeah, I would like to find people, men, women, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter to me, those candidates there, but people who have found their contentment in Christ. Because if there's a contentment in Christ in their individual being and person, then there's less appeal to compromise.
Right.
And I think all of us fall victim to that, you know, that if we don't have that deep satisfaction, Jesus said, you know, if you come to me and believe in me, you'll never thirst again. Well, that's an outrageous thing to say, you know, most of us don't understand how that can be true. How's that true? But it has to be true that Jesus wants to satisfy us at the deepest part of our being. And once we find that contentment, and that's one of the things Paul said. He said, I have learned the secret to being satisfied. Whether I got a lot or a little, I'm satisfied. I think it's those kind of people that are better set to be in situations where they won't compromise. And so as I'm praying and thinking about people that I want to vote for political, you know, I want those kind of people. I'm not looking for people who are going to promote religious things per se.
Right.
I'm not a fan of that. I want a person who has substance about them and who has a deep character within them to be true to who Christ is and who they are.
Morals, you know, just the morality and willing to stand up for what they believe in.
Absolutely. Whether I agree with everything they believe in or not is not important to me. I mean, there's some things. I'm not saying nothing, but that's not important to me whether I agree with them or anything. But that they stay true to what they believe is I think that shows character to me.
It does, but unfortunately, there's not many people that's going to show character, not in politics.
No.
Yeah. So.
Well, they say when a politician, you know, he's lying when he opens his mouth.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So Brenda, have you ever thought about running for office in Coleman?
No. I have no skeletons, but still.
Well, there you go.
So no. You have no aspiration to be in political?
Never. No, I'm not a big...
you don't want to run for mayor of Coleman?
I don't like politics.
I mean, look, that would hit national news. Brenda Parrish, the first female mayor of Coleman, Alabama.
Yeah. Mm.
So how did you come about your... I mean, obviously you have strong opinions and beliefs that you're sincere
well,
about.
My father, first of all, but being a teacher and seeing how over the years, you know, our pay cuts and people that told us to vote for them because they would help us or whatever, and then they reneged on that, you know, just teaching for 26 years and seeing the things taken away from us and therefore taken away from my students, mm-hmm. and me spending money out of my own pocket because I was, you know, these kids can't afford it. And I have no money, school money to spend. So that's what really, over the years, has just...
Broken
really,
promise.
Yes, has driven me to insanity some days.
So I guess tell me now, what are you going to do now that you've retired?
Well, you know, I've got Katie. She's 8. And then Corey's home now from his trip out to Utah from his geology class. And he's at Auburn. My oldest is at Auburn. And then... my middle son is still in high school. So right now, I've just been catching up on Netflix.
Wow.
This is the first day I've had makeup on.
Really?
Summer. Yes. So you better feel privileged.
I do feel privileged.
I have not even thought about wearing makeup.
Well, Big D told me it didn't matter how I dressed when I came to a radio show. Then I got here and Danielle's recording.
Oh, no.
So what you get for being live streamed on Facebook.
I got some lip gloss.
And so now I got on my Big D shirt.
There you go.
Oh, Big D.
That's all you need, man. That's all you need in life is a Big D radio show shirt.
Yes.
But now, just to brag on her middle son, like, he is a pro basketball shooter, okay?
No.
Wow. Oh, wow. Go ahead and brag a little bit.
I can't. He'll be mad at me.
Really?
Well, I mean... he's playing this year. He'll start the varsity at Coleman High School. And I know I embarrass him because, you know, I'm just up there.
So.
Oh, my gosh. I'm awful. But there's not a – I always say never like a man in stripes because, I mean, those referees are always wrong. But anyway, he's a great player, good kid. All my kids are good. So
never.
I'm proud of all of them.
So are you one of those moms that yell at the refs?
Oh, yes. And I always tell him, I said,
Don't you know they're professionals
well,
at what they do?
He told me one time, he said, you realize I can hear you. And I said, yes.
Over 3,000 people,
right,
I can hear you, Mom.
And, but don't worry about me. I've not, knock on wood, never been thrown out of a game.
Yeah.
But I've always told him, I said, no matter what call the ref calls, you respect it. You do not huff or puff or do that business, you know, like like some of those players doing it. I just want to go out there and just grab them by their hair because you're still going to need to respect their decision.
Exactly.
I will be the one that yells at them and tell them how wrong they are. But you act, you know, you respect it, move on, act like you didn't even, it didn't bother
you. That's
good.
That's good.
So
I would love to come to a basketball game and watch you, by the way.
I'm loud. You'll know I'm there.
So just to finish that Jesus thought there, yeah, I would encourage folks, you know, in the materialistic world we live in causes us to always seem to be wanting more, something different, something better. And I'm okay with that in technology. I mean, you know, let's upgrade all our stuff. I mean, I'm good with that. But there's a deeper part of our being that if it's not satisfied, it leaves us in a place where we're always pursuing something else that never satisfies us. And so I know there's folks out there listening who, as you go through life, you feel like you never arrive, you never quite get ahead, you never find what you're really looking for. And Jesus is the answer. Absolutely. I mean, that's not just a platitude. That's not just words. That's the truth. The truth is when Jesus satisfies us at the deepest part of our being, then everything else is okay.
So true.
And so I very much encourage folks to
to pursue Jesus in every way.
Exactly. And you're always welcome at New Life Church on Welty Road. Make sure you don't call it 11th Street like BD does sometimes, and Bobby always corrects me.
1200 Welty Road, the second address on Welty Road, at the end of 11th Street South.
Well, there you go. In the curve.
There's new life in Dead Man's Curve.
Yep, that's exactly right. But you know what? Like, I never see hardly any wrecks there, so.
No, we've had a couple.
Now, where in Welty?
No.
No, right there in the city limits of Coleman.
Oh, okay.
The sharp curve.
Okay. Real sharp curve. Gotcha. I know where it is. Right behind my mom's house.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Now, your mom lived on?
10th Street.
10th Street, okay.
10th Street.
Mm-hmm. Two-story home.
Block over.
I've lived on 10th, and I'm about to move back to 10th.
And, of course, I grew up on Avenue A.
What block does she live in?
H, I think. H.
Avenue H.
10th. I'm not sure.
14, 15.
My God, 15. You live there. What do you mean?
She's there today.
Know?
I don't remember.
Brenda,
I know it's
Brenda
10th
does
Street.
Not remember where she lived at when
but
she was
it's
a
just
child.
Right down. You go down through the town homes and turn left on 10th, and she just lived right up there.
Right at the corner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Two-story White House.
Long time been there, too.
Yes. I've installed satellite. First house we lived in. Before. I bet.
Oh no! Were you a satellite guy, Bobby? I did not know that.
No, she doesn't have satellite. No, she doesn't have that. So.
Well, that would have been years ago. So
well, we never had. Believe me, with my dad, we never. You know my dad.
I got the wrong house in my mind.
Yeah, so. I was his remote, and you know
how funny.
Yeah, lucky to have cable.
So her dad was Mr. Cuz. He was the DECA teacher at Coleman High School for many years,
yes.
and he was my teacher when I was a senior in high school. And what a class act man he was, and a very good educator, by the way. And everybody at Coleman just loved him. I mean, he was just a standout citizen, there's no doubt.
And I'm a daddy's girl, so I miss him dearly.
I know. Great man. Bobby, thanks for being in on the BD Radio show as usual.
Always glad to be here.
So I'm excited for you to come in next Thursday and meet this Stacy George and see what your thoughts is as he runs for governor for the state of Alabama. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Big D along with Brenda Parrish, my co-host for the night, and maybe she'll come back if she doesn't punch me first. Coming up, we have a musical talent, L.A. Angel, Larissa Birchfield. We're going to speak with her and actually listen to her play her acoustic guitar. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. Guess what? We're Coleman's Independent Radio with the Rolling Stones.
Once had me change has come, she's under my thumb. It ain't the truth, though. Under my thumb, the squirrel.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP Coleman. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it.
You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. Special guest, look from Tennessee.
Well, actually, I'm from Washington State.
Well, look, we got to make it sound good, okay? I would say Nashville, but we're just going to say Tennessee.
Okay. L.A. Angel.
May not be where you're from, but he's going to say that.
So tell me how you got the name L.A. Angel.
Well, the funny thing is,
around here, L.A. is Lower Alabama.
Yeah, Lower Alabama Angel. So that means you're from Mobile or something.
Oh, okay. So how I actually got the name L.A. Angel, first of all, I've been involved in music for quite a bit of time, as in since my junior year, basically.
Now she's 19.
Yeah, I'm 19, so, by the way. And I was part of a, like, not exactly, oh yeah, it's a talent agency called Seattle Talent up in Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
And I originally started out with the stage name Guardian Angel, but eventually it evolved to G Angel. I still have yet to go ahead and change my guitar case, by the way. It says G Angel. On my travels since I graduated, I ended up volunteering at the YWCA over in Wheeling, and I was talking to this lady one day, and we're like, we got to come up with a nickname for you, girl. And she's like, what's your name again? It's Larissa. And she was like, you know, I have the perfect name, L.A., as in Los Angeles.
Well, there you go.
Well, the thing is, though, there's three big music cities that every musician wants to be in. There's Nashville, Los Angeles, and New York City.
I thought you was going to say Coleman.
Yeah, me too.
That's got to be number four on the list. It barely missed the top three. So anyway, so how long have you been playing?
I have been playing guitar for pretty much since my senior year, but I started playing piano first. When I was younger, I tried picking up the guitar for about 8 times. It didn't work, but I started writing songs, lyrics, and everything as poetry first, and I eventually just evolved to, like, just humming along with them. And one day I started writing a song called The Storm's Coming, and my mentor at the time, Lynn Crawford, she went ahead and sat down with me and was like, you know what, we gotta make this a song and everything. And that song was my first original ever performed in front of my high school at a benefit event called Spotlight.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I was the only one with an original there, and my choir teacher played, but at
were
the
you
end,
nervous?
Oh, I was extremely nervous.
Couldn't stand getting in front of a group of people like that. I would just, ugh.
Well, by now it's a little bit kind well, of used yeah. to, but.
So how long did it take you to actually write the entire song?
Actually, to actually write the complete lyrics and everything, took me 15 minutes.
Wow.
Holy smoke.
I'm a speed writer, but when I actually started learning piano and everything, it took me an entirety of 3 days.
Wow.
Like, that's to actually learn the chords and everything for the song.
3 days?
Yes.
Do you know I had to get a tutor when I was at Auburn for a music appreciation class? Because I didn't, all these girls in there knew how to play the piano. I was going to fail the course.
Okay.
I had to get a tutor my first quarter at Auburn to learn how to play the piano.
And how long did it take you?
Forever.
And by the way, she's still practicing, okay?
I can't. I don't know it now. So my keyboard final, I prayed I would not get jingle bells because that was the hardest thing because you had to do it in chord progressions or something. I'm not going to say an ugly word, but I pulled that jingle bells, and I had to do jingle bells and chord progressions. And I was so glad when it was over. I know I missed a few notes, and I looked at my professor and I just grinned the biggest grin. I came out with a C. Made two C's the whole time I was at Auburn. That was
C's are good.
That was great. But I admire people that can play the piano because, and these girls that were in there, you know, Buffy and Tiffy and all them, you know, they had played piano all their life. Well, you know, I'm never touched a piano. So I admire people like you that can just take it up like that and it'd be a gift.
Yeah, like even then, like I said, it took me 8 times to learn, like to actually find the motivation. But during my senior year, a lot of things really clicked for me. It started, like, you know, that journey for, like, who I am or, like, what's going on with my life. It started hitting from right there. I produced my first demo with Seattle Talent. It's online. I believe it's under Laura Larson YouTube channel. That was one of my first YouTube channels at first. Now it's L.A. Angel. You can search it up anytime. But, like, music was really big in my life for a very long time. I grew up with it. I mean, by the time I was 5, I learned how to harmonize with, like, my mom and my grandma. I mean, I was grown up with music.
I think it's a gift.
It is. It really is. So who is some of your musical influences in your life?
Oh, my goodness. How do I even start? Well, I have to say, though, my mentor, Lynn Crawford, who's over in Washington, she was a praise leader. I actually was on the praise team during my senior year. And she was the one who was like, get together, girl. Come on. And she saw that potential in me to become who I am today. And she just pushed me farther and farther. And another person who, like, encouraged me and everything, he was a kind of crazy at first, but he's a PV1 trade specialist over in Fort Lee right now. His name is Lucas Pingley. He's in the Army. He's my brother, who is quite the person at times. I mean, we fight like normal siblings and everything. But honestly, I just know he's got my back when...
Always.
Yeah, and I noticed that later on you got some veterans coming in for...
Forgotten Warriors.
Like, and it just reminds me on how big our military is in this country, and it's
exactly.
just amazing.
It is. So tell us what you're going to play for us tonight.
Today I'm going to play for you guys. I went ahead and made a mix of It Ain't Me and Love Yourself by Justin Bieber.
Okay.
And if I get a second chance to go ahead and perform another song, then I'm going to be doing I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
All right. Well, grab your guitar and let Coleman listen to you.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is L.A. Angel.
Oh, Lord. Let's hope I don't break this thing first. That may be a good start. Thank you.
had a dream. We were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye. You were staying out all night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know when you get home, you'll be on your own. 'Cause you like the way you look way too much. Oh baby, you can go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you can go and love yourself. I had a dream. We were back to 17, summer nights and libertines, never growing up. I'll take with me the Polaroids and the memories, but you know I'm gonna leave behind the worst advice. 'Cause my mama don't like you and she likes everyone, and I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. 'Cause who's gonna walk you through the dark side of the morning? Who's gonna rock you when the sun won't let you sleep? Who's waking up to drive you home when you're drunk and alone? Who's gonna walk you through the dark side of the morning? Well, it ain't me, no, 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 no. It ain't me, no, 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 no. You can go love yourself, baby. No, it ain't me, it ain't me.
So Brenda, you know what I liked about that
is that she was singing from her heart.
I mean,
I could actually feel it.
I know. She's
so
great.
Kudos to you. I mean, it was great. I got caught up in it. Okay, seriously, I got caught
up. What about? Have you thought about trying out for American Idol, or is that going to be in Muscle Shoals?
From what I heard, that was going on in September or something like that.
It's thin.
And
I know,
that's
so
actually one of the reasons why I'm staying in Alabama for right now. I mean, usually. This is kind of a teaser for a song that I'm actually going to be coming out with soon once I get it copywritten and everything. It's called Roamer. It's just basically about me and my travels, uh-huh. But part of the chorus and everything is I'm a roamer. I don't stay in one spot.
Right, like a gypsy. And
I'm kind of like a gypsy in a way, but not. It's just that I never usually stay in one spot for more than a month. So I've literally been all over the place.
That's
ever
great,
since graduation.
Though.
Well, I will extend you to come back to the Big D Radio show in a couple weeks.
No problem. I'm okay with that.
So we'll bring you back.
But we need to find out about the Muscle Shoals thing.
Yeah,
I'm not sure the date on that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in September sometime. That's actually when.
Okay.
That's the reason why I'm
staying. So what I may do is bring some of my fellow friends that are wonderful musicians in here and let them play with you.
Oh, cool.
Because you would absolutely love the guys that I know. So.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we're friends with a bunch of people here in Coleman. Dark Before Dawn, Down South, Wes Brown. So.
Dark Before Dawn, the drummer I taught in first grade.
Did you really?
Jake Gable.
Cool.
Yep. Shout outs to you, Jake.
So tell me about Jake. What was he a mean little
red-headed
kid?
Freckle face, just, I mean, all 110% boy.
All right, so you know what that means. So we're gonna bring Jake in.
I've
we're gonna bring
got
you
to.
In.
Got, oh, the stories we could tell.
Yeah,
yes.
So we'll do that in a few weeks.
Yes.
Oh,
second year
boy.
Teaching.
Yeah. So look, we've got Jeremy Hogan coming in along with Chris Denny and Jeremy's wife Julie. Save the Forgotten Warriors. They've actually brought one of their T-shirts in. And actually, we are streaming live right now on Facebook for those that's actually watching. Here's the shirt. I mean, it's pretty neat. Mm. So look, the 10th caller to 737-9505. That's 737-9505. The 10th caller, you're going to get that T-shirt.
awesome job.
So look, why don't we do this? Why don't, Jay, bring us into a commercial break, and we're going to come back with L.A. Angel for about three more minutes and let her do her second song, and then we're going to go to Saving Forgotten Warriors. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
That was awesome.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Here's a new Live 95 suggestion on how to prepare for the new work week. On Sunday night, you cook dinner. You help the kids finish their homework. You scream at your husband. You take the trash out. You make sure your kids brush their teeth. You tuck them in, sigh loudly, then pick up your remote control and turn on Sunday Night Live on Live 95. It's like being at a music festival, but without the illegal vapors, bright lights, and rednecks around you. However, if you want to make it more authentic, you can pour beer all over yourself. Sunday Night Live, all live tracks from 9 o'clock until midnight. Right here on Coleman's independent radio station, Live 95.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Brenda, look, do you think me and you could be like a duo or something?
I think so.
Like, I can play the harmonica halfway.
No, I can't play anything. Yep, I can tap.
Can you do that little
tambourine?
What's that little drum that you hit? Can you
play? I don't know what they call it.
Cone? Are you?
Oh, yeah, maybe that's it. You can do that. You can beat on that.
I can beat that, and I can do tambourines.
Mm-hmm. My manager's already offered to do the tambourines, but I've also sat and taken the cymbals out if she does.
I don't think I can. Yeah.
So we have Mary Jo Haas in studio, and she's a wannabe rock star, but she's kind of just hanging low, you know.
She's my manager. She's doing a good job.
She's your manager for now until you hit it big. Then Big D's going to take over.
You're funny. You're very funny.
Look, you know. So, look, it was a great song, and so I'm going to give you the opportunity to go ahead and do one more and let the people of Coleman hear you.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do I'm Yours by Jason Mraz. So, here we go. Well, you done done me, and you bet I felt it. I tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cold done run out, I'd be giving it my best, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's to get my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and then you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find love. Listen to the music of the warm people dance and sing. We're just one big family. It's our godforsaken right to be loved. Oh, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. There's no need to complicate. Our time is sure. This is our fate. I'm yours. Do 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 do. I'm yours. Oh, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. He can't know it. Don't you know the sky is yours? There's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours. Do 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 do. Oh baby, I'm yours. Don't you know the sky is yours?
Woo! All right.
Way to go.
Ladies and gentlemen of Coleman, that's Larissa Birchfield, L.A. Angel. Thanks for being on the Big D Radio Show. Glad that you dropped by and sang for us.
Well, I'm thanking you guys for actually giving me this opportunity. Oh, it means a lot to me. It's our
honor to have you in the studio with us. So we'll have you back in a few weeks with some of our other buddies, and we'll have a little jam session in here.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Now, don't forget, we're going to give away the T-shirt, 737-9505 from Saving Forgotten Warriors. So give a call and get this free T-shirt. Coming up next is going to be Jeremy and Julie Hogan and Chris Denny from the awesome group Saving Forgotten Warriors. Coming up next, you're listening to the Big D Radio Show on Live 95.5.
Surviving on the streets, look at me, I'm in tatters, I'm shattered, shattered, into so alarming, my love is
gone.
Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Y'all cutting?
Yeah, ready.
Saw you stretched out in room 1009 with a smile on your face and the tears right in your eye. Could not seem to get a line on you,
my sweet honey love.
Sometimes when I got the headphones on, I don't want the show to come back. I'm just going to jive with the Rolling Stones a little bit.
Oh, man, I love the Stones. You know I do.
Especially the live stuff. Oh, it's
I
good.
Know. I love the live stuff.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show from Saving Forgotten Warriors. Jeremy Hogan, along with his lovely wife, Julie, and Chris Deeney is in studio. So what's going on with you guys?
He's lovely too, right?
He's very lovely.
We're doing pretty good. We've, I don't think this week hasn't been nearly as busy as last week, I don't think, but we're
talking to the microphone, man. Talking to the mic.
Uh-oh, we're having trouble talking to the mic. All right. This week hadn't been so bad. Last week was much busier than this week, I'd say so, but we finally got the paralyzed veteran and his dad into a place.
Good.
Got him moved in, got him some furniture and stuff like that, and we're still supporting them with some food and stuff like that. So we're doing a food drive right now, actually. And if they come out to Smith Lake this weekend and drop off some food, canned, non-perishable items, we'll give them a decal for coming out and seeing us and dropping off some food for the veterans. And then if they don't and they want to drop it off, they can drop it off at Brandon Iron in West Point.
Okay.
They'll accept it, and we'll pick it up from there. So we're trying to build up a pretty decent food pantry right now because we're getting more and more calls. And,
is it Smith Lake Park?
I mean, yes,
just
ma'am.
Okay. Just
yeah, it'll be out at Smith Lake Park. It's the Independence celebration for this
okay,
weekend at Smith
gotcha.
Lake Park. So we'll be out there. We'll be out there with a booth and the Dunkin' booth, and I'd like Big D to come out and be in the Duncan booth a little while.
Oh, please. Everybody I'll be there then.
Everybody would hit it and I'll be dumped like 82
times. Well, that's
time.
Part of it, that's man. Like, and that's the way we raise money, right?
Raising some money.
I mean, I might spend $5.
Well, he won't have to worry about his hair getting wet.
No doubt, right?
They get one of those real nice swimmers. One of those nice
swimmer
caps. Skull cap. Get him a rubber ducky float. Man.
Give me a Dolly Parton wig.
Dolly Parton wig? All right, we can do that.
I might be able to do that.
We'll make it work if you come. But we'll have the Dunkin' booth. We'll have the merchandise booth. And then for those OIF and OEF veterans that are here in Coleman, I hope they'll come down to the Oak Mountain Amphitheater down in Pelham to the VA's Welcome Home event. We're trying to get as many veterans down there as possible. We've been invited by the VA to come down and set up a booth and give out some brochures, stuff like that, and talk to folks. So cool. We're hoping people will come down. It's free to the veteran and their family. They've actually got kids games and I think there's bouncy houses and all kinds of good stuff.
Free food.
Yeah, free food for the veteran and their family.
That's enough for me.
Right. I figure he's always want to eat.
Well, look, why don't you do another Swamp John's, man?
Because,
I was there, and, man, that is the best.
We are. We're actually, matter of fact, we just confirmed tonight.
August the 9th.
I'll be there.
Yeah, there you go. From 3:30 to 6:30, we'll be there.
Hey, can I come do, like, hush puppies or something and throw it on a plate?
Yeah.
Because that's all I'm good for.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, sure.
Give me some little plastic.
We need the support. Last time we actually had a bunch of teenagers come help us pass out the food. It was great.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it'll be at the lodge. So I'll get the details on Facebook page on the event as soon as next week.
And where's the lodge? The Elks Lodge or something?
Yeah, it's the Elks Lodge.
Okay.
I just confirmed it just tonight. So it's going to be from 3:30 to 6:30, right? And then I think we're doing it same as we did last year price wise.
Mm-hmm. Was it $13 a plate?
No, I think
12?
We did 12, 11 or
I think it was 12.
Was it 12?
Yeah,
it was like 12, 11 or $12. I'll have all
worth
the details.
Every penny.
And it is. I mean, Swamp John's is really good. The guy, it's amazing to watch one guy do so much in 4 hours. This guy cooks so much food in 4 hours. It's ridiculous. And it's a good fundraiser for us, and y'all get good food, and you don't have to cook that night.
Yeah, it's excellent food.
He's from my hometown.
Is he really?
And it's on a Wednesday, so for the church, for the people that go to church, they can stop by and grab that for the family and
go on home.
Head on out, yeah. So, but what else we got going on? Oh, you want to tell them about the rifle?
Oh yeah, we have a
talking to Mike.
Yeah, we have a rifle. We've collaborated with Arsenal Defense. They're a local weapon manufacturer in Birmingham. They are making us a one of a kind rifle for Saving Forgotten Warriors. It's not going to be able to be bought, purchased anywhere else. Not another one like it.
Wow.
We're going to be doing the tickets for.
They're ten dollars
a piece, or we're going to do five for $40.
Okay.
So
it retails at $1,200.
Rifle is going to retail at $1,200. It's going to be completely custom. They're going to have whoever wins the raffle is going to have their choice between two different barrel styles, which one being a dimpled barrel with dimples in it, almost kind of like a golf ball. And the other one would be a spiral barrel. It's also side charging instead of rear charging. They'll be able to choose between left and right hand, whichever their preference. It's also going to have our logo laser engraved, laser etched onto the lower receiver.
That's nice.
So, as well as they will have their choice of color for Cerakote too, as well as when it's done. So they actually get to customize their own rifle through us.
How cool is that?
So that's going to be a big thing. The rifle is ready. We've been contacting a little bit. We're waiting on some pictures to kind of show it off a little bit. So that's the next up and big coming thing. That one's
We'll have the raffle tickets.
Makes me want to take shooting lessons.
We'll have the raffle tickets on July 11th. They'll be in. We haven't set the date for the drawing yet. We'll have all that stuff figured out by the 11th. Sorry. It takes us a little time to get anything done. We stay busy. We do have our July shirts in, but I didn't bring one tonight. I was going to reveal it and actually forgot it. So we got to wait till the 1st. I'm sorry.
Come
to Smith Lake to see the new shirt.
Exactly.
we'll be wearing them.
Pretty good. We'll be wearing them for sure. What else we got? What else did we do?
So now, are we still doing the sponsors on the bus?
We just got that bus back this week. It's been in the shop at Mitch Smith, and thank you, Mitch Smith, for helping us out. They had to put a new turbo and a new exhaust system on it.
Well, you know why? Because Julie gets in it, and she's going down the interstate. Yeah. She's moving.
Right? I couldn't imagine her driving this big old thing. It would be.
Jeremy looks funny driving.
I mean, yeah, you got to be. I'm glad Sal, our driver, he's a bigger guy, so it doesn't look so bad. He also plays the part really well. But yeah, we've got we've got that going out, and we have 20 or 21 spots on it. I think we've got a few sold already. The back is almost gone. And those range from 100 and up a month. You can buy multiple spots, less spots, but we're looking for a 6-month contract. And the reason we're looking to do this advertisement, not for just us, but I mean, the local businesses will get advertisement. We're running up down 65 multiple times a day.
Exactly.
But to cover the cost of that fuel, I mean, just for that one vehicle to do two trips a day all month, it's going to cost us over $2,000
in fuel,
fuel charge. So,
and that's going up.
And we've got to work on that. I mean, we're the only one in Coleman right now that's offering to take veterans to and from. We actually are helping the VFW and the American Legion out, picking their veterans up if they have any. I mean, we're getting calls every day. So we want to make sure that gets out there. And if businesses in town are interested in doing that, they can reach out to me through Messenger. They can call the office. And talk to one of us, and we'll get them set up on the contract or send them some information on it.
So your office number is on your Facebook page?
Yes, it is. The office number is on there. It's 256-747-5006. If they call that, they'll get our office and then talk to them, leave us a message or whatever if we don't answer.
All right, and you still have the active GoFundMe page?
We don't do GoFundMe.
You don't do that?
We don't. We do have fundraisers on Facebook.
Okay.
That is through Facebook's pay process or whatever. I believe it still uses PayPal.
Okay.
But you're not going on PayPal. Right. So our donation button is the same way. So when you go on our Facebook page, the donation button, it pays all through the same account. Facebook gives us our money at the 15th every month or whatever. So we do have the fundraiser for the ranch on there. And we were just outside before coming on here and talking to my cousin that was on the previous show. He did the Make-A-Wish Foundation's hike this last year, or this month or so ago. We're putting together another hike. It's 22, what is it?
It's 22 miles with 22 pounds.
Yeah, so we'll be doing 22 miles, 22 pounds, and we're looking for veterans that want to get involved in this to help us raise money the same way like Make-A-Wish did.
Okay.
So,
For the awareness that 22 veterans commit suicide a day, and those numbers are going up, so this right here is to raise awareness for that.
Wow.
So, proceeds from that hike will go towards the ranch. The rifle proceeds will go towards the ranch. We have, what else do we have going on? We have a couple other events. Oh, the golf tournament. Yes. We have a golf tournament. I'm sorry, y'all.
15th of September.
15th of September, to be announced which course we're going to do it at, but we're looking for either 72 in the morning and 72 in the afternoon, so that's two trips down the course. I don't really call what she called on the price. I'll get all that information. Okay. That event set up too. We haven't got the event set up on Facebook because they're like, as of me pulling up here, we were settling dates and all that other good stuff. So we'll have that. What else we got? I think that's about it. Besides the text to donate number, we're still trying to get
trade
that
days.
Out there. Well, we do trade days. Yeah, we do trade days down in Bibb County.
Tannehill State Park.
Yeah, Tannehill State Park. We're there every month on the third weekend. We also had a company out of Tennessee reach out to us, and they want us to come up and set up once a month up there for their veterans event.
Nice.
So that might really work out to our favor, I'm hoping. So Tannehill once a month, third weekend of every month. Other than that, yeah, the text to donate number, we're really working on trying to get that out there. If you want to contribute to Saving Forgotten Warriors, you're going to text 256-474-2447. You'll write in give, and then it'll prompt you to register, input your credit card, and then once you register one time, you can select a one-time donation in honor of one, a fallen hero, or donate to, you know, one time once a month, or you can do monthly contributions. And if you do a monthly contribution of $25 or more, the new design t-shirts that we release every month, you'll get one before anybody else sees it.
Excellent.
You'll even be able to you'll get the picture of the
The design, yeah. You'll get to see it before anybody else
gets to see it. Before anybody else knows what's going on.
Right. So I think that's about all this week besides, I mean, we're averaging six calls a day now.
Tomorrow.
On the veterans.
Well, we have a big...
Oh, yeah, well, okay, so, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. We're going down to Tuscaloosa VA tomorrow to talk to the director of the VA, Tuscaloosa Hospital, and the assistant director of the VA about their programs and some of the things that we see as veterans that are affecting them going through their programs. So we're looking to hopefully partner with the VA and try to figure out how SFW and the VA can come together and try to make some differences. With the ranch coming up, they're very interested in that because that gives them an outside partner to give other options to our veterans. The VA now that we're dealing with, the staff now, are much more aware of the problem and much more willing to work with outside partners because they understand the severity of what we're going through right now. I mean, just last week we had two veterans families that were homeless here in Coleman. You know, there's 457 in the state of Alabama at any given time, and 50% of the ones that are actually housed are below poverty level and almost on the verge of losing their house.
Wow. And how sad is that?
I mean, it is. Julie and I used to be one of those. We were literally on the cusp of losing everything. So God had different plans for us. Thank God he did. But we're looking to try to end that here in the state and then show other states what we're doing and try to figure that out. So over the next couple years, as the ranch gets built and gets going, we're looking to partner with other outside agencies that are outside of the state even to work together to better serve our community. I mean, this veteran community, we owe them everything.
We're picking up one of our success stories in the morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we are. Actually, Kenny Thomas is coming home.
Okay.
He's coming home for the 4th of July weekend. And
he's the one we sent him to Camp Hope.
Sent him to Camp Hope a year ago. He's coming home for the weekend, so we're picking him up at 9:30 in the morning.
Awesome.
And that is a huge story right there. That guy, he had been through the Tuscaloosa VA twice on a program, and it didn't work.
A program. I'm not familiar. So, what was
post-traumatic stress?
It's for his PTSD. So, he reached out to me. I don't remember the date now, but he reached out to me. I was in Birmingham, and a buddy of his had just killed himself, and he had been struggling. He was sitting on his front porch, ready to do it. He talked to me for 45 minutes while I got to his house, and I had called her. Actually, I think I might have texted her and told her I was going to get Kenny. I went and brought him home to my house, and I kept him overnight. We left at 4:30 that morning. I had him on a plane ticket to Texas to Camp Hope, and he has completely turned himself around. Yes, he's now certified to be a mentor.
He's actually a counselor. He's going to wait till our ranch is up and then come back in.
Oh, that's awesome.
He'll be the first mentor.
For our first house.
That makes me cry.
it's amazing, is it not? It really is. I mean, this is the proof in the pudding of what we've been trying to get out to everybody. We don't play around with SFW. We don't play around with what we're doing. I joke a lot, don't get me wrong, but we're very serious about helping our brothers and sisters. And if nobody's following us, if you will, just check us out and see what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I promise you, you'll see God's all over it. It's been an amazing adventure. My wife, thank God she's as strong as she is. Any other woman would have probably already left me. I'm never home. You know, I mean, she's had to take care of the kids for the most part. And we just had a newborn, you know.
Same as my wife. She kind of inherited the military and the problems that I had. We weren't married when I was in. She just got all of the problems that I had when I got out. And she didn't know anything about it. She didn't know how to help me with it. She didn't know how to combat it, but she was always there for me. And I had to leave her for 2 months as well. I actually admitted myself into a program for post-traumatic stress. And she stood by me the whole time that I was gone, and she was there for me when I got back. So she's been my biggest support. She's actually my godsend. I believe that if God hadn't put her in my life when he did, I probably wouldn't be able to be here speaking with you guys now. I mean, it would have been a serious issue. So our support channel starts with other veterans. That's who we're comfortable with. That's how we help each other. There's nothing but can-do attitude and positivity coming from Saving Forgotten Warriors. We just want all the guys to know that you know, we understand. We've been through the same thing. Uh-huh. We've been down that road. We want them to know that we're here for them, and there's nothing that we will not, that we absolutely will not do to try to help them. I mean, we're going to exhaust every single resource that we can, and then we're going to find more, and then we're going to exhaust those as well. So whatever it takes, I mean, that's what we're here for. That's what we want to do. So we really, you know, these veterans, they need to be taken care of. We, at some point, we were taken care of, and, you know, God's blessed us now with our families and with the things that we're able to do, and we want to bless others the same. I mean, that's our goal. That's what we want to. That's what we want to get done. We want to help these guys.
It's a pretty amazing event.
It is.
And you've seen it from the beginning.
I have. I've seen it from the very beginning.
Remember the very first? I mean,
we were at Sweet Peppers Deli
from the very beginning. I was so.
And I was so
out of
moved,
my element.
You know?
I was so moved. So up. Out of my element. Like, God was still trying to show me the way.
I mean, he's still showing me. Pregnant.
Yeah,
yes, she was. Julie was
so,
pregnant.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, you got to think. We've done this, and we're literally on the cusp of 4,000 likes in a 16-month period.
Now, are the veterans, are they made aware of you?
I mean, yes,
when they leave finish their tour or do whatever, are they...
Oh, no, ma'am.
They're not told that there's this organization that they can
and
go to and get help.
That. And that's one of the discussions we're going to have about...
Because they need that. I mean, they...
When they come to the VA and register with the VA and the registration office, that is the first point of contact for our veterans. That's where we need to get the word out of all the different resources and programs they have. I'm looking to make sure that we can find a solution to the problem in that situation, because it's really going to be the first line of defense, and it's where we're going to catch these guys from killing themselves.
Well, they're can't the military, when they, you know, when they are finished their, you know, or released or whatever, I'm not that familiar.
Discharged.
Thank you. Why can't that be something given to them at that time?
Well, we do an exit interview or an exit class that lasts about a week long. You have 30 million organizations coming in to speak in front of you, and they throw a bunch of pamphlets at you, and you do this resume writing class, and you do all this stuff, and it takes a week,
right?
And then when you get out, all you do, what do you do when you're in studies? You brain dump. So all of that information goes out the one ear, you know, in one ear and out the other. And then when they get out the gate, they're not going to look at a pamphlet.
That's not
how you reach a veteran. And this is what Saving for Ground Warriors is. Everybody asks us how we get our veterans. I go to their house.
Right.
Well, when I meet one in the community and I say, hey, how are you doing? My name's Jeremy and I run a foundation for veterans. How are you doing? You know, is there any problems? What do you got? Complaints? You know, what are your complaints? Would you give me a chance to come sit down with you and see what we can do to help you? That's how we are. That's how we do it every single time.
It's just scary because I think there's some that may get lost between.
Of course.
And
that, you know,
there's a huge disconnect. Huge.
We also give flyers out at every event, and that's how we tell them, you know, if you know of any veterans that need
concerned
any help, let
friends,
us know.
Concerned friends,
you know,
concerned families.
It's definitely word of mouth.
Word of mouth is a different. Is a
word of mouth has been huge for us, period. And the community's media. I mean, what's happening in Coleman, Big D. I mean, for instance, Coleman, period. The whole community as a whole has opened their hearts to what we're trying to do, and now they're really starting to believe in what we're doing. We actually see so many more people commenting on what we're doing now than we did a year ago. Obviously, we were new. Nobody knew me from anything. I'm not from Coleman. So here comes this guy saying he's going to just help everybody, every veteran he comes across. And nobody understood that I was being serious. I wasn't joking. I mean, my goal and what I felt God set me forward for was to do this. And this is the reason I think, I hope, and I pray that this is what God's plan was for me and my wife and Chris and all of us.
Working on a daily basis for his brothers and sisters is the best therapy we've had out of all these different medications, out of all the different programs and therapeutic this and therapeutic that. And him working every day with his organization is the best therapy we've had.
Mm-hmm. Being out of the military and actually being out of the military and actually feeling like you have a purpose again, like me, I knew that there's a lot of things that I could do and there's a lot of things that I have done, but I never really felt like I'm serving the purpose that God had set for me. And I met Jeremy, and his passion and my passion just kind of collided. And
now we never get home.
Now we're on the road constantly. We're out late. We're making really good progress, and we're making some awesome contacts.
I honestly think God puts everybody in your life at the right time. You know, and this is where Chris came into it, I think, honestly, I'd been praying for it. And Julie and I had talked about this. She's probably listened to me whine so many times about what we need and what we can do and how much more we could do if we had this. Well, one of my main concerns was finding somebody that had the passion I had and had the ability to do what I do and had the veteran status that I could have handle things when I have problems. I mean, for instance, I've got to take a week in July to go down and bury my father. Well, if Chris and the others were not here, who would be here to do it? You can't shut the doors and say, forgot. We don't, honestly, we have times where we actually have opening and closing times. I don't think we've ever met them. I don't think any of us know what they are. It's 7 days a week.
Yeah.
It's 7 days a week. And if we get a call from a veteran and it's a serious call,
we
go. It's now, obviously, if it can wait till the morning, I want to try to wait till the morning. But it's our goal to not turn our backs on any veteran that comes to us, no matter what their problem is. Everybody's problem is as severe as everybody else's to them. That's where I think we allow our veterans an understanding who we are. When we come in there, and it's like we come in, and all of a sudden we're changing their life overnight. In a sense, where before they reached out to so many different organizations, and it's like, oh, we can't help you. Oh, we can't do this. Oh, you're not a war veteran, or oh, you're not this.
Yeah, very skeptical.
So when we come in, they're like, why are y'all here? Yeah. You know, what are you? Why are y'all doing this? Well, because we were once you.
Exactly.
We've been in your shoes.
And could not find an answer. Well, I told her when I stepped on that door, on the doorstep of that first veteran, God, I felt a huge rush over me that just gave me an understanding right then what I was supposed to be doing. I've not known how to run a nonprofit the whole time. I think I say it every time I come on this class, on the show, is I don't know what I'm doing with a nonprofit. It's not, I'm here to help my brothers and sisters.
And you probably don't have the degrees, psychology degrees, or any of that stuff. It's just the experiences that you've had to deal with.
I've told him 100 times, this is God's organization. We're just the foot workers.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we could have never, we could have never accomplished half of what we've accomplished. It just being us.
We're his servant. We're his servants. We're his soldiers. We're soldiers for him. I mean, we're doing what he would have us do.
So I think last week we talked about Steven's wheelchair breaking down. Okay, it was $1,500 to fix it. So I got on the page and asked if anybody had or knew of a repairman or wheelchair that was like his or whatever. Well, then we had a great supporter step up that had one sitting there that had been sitting for a while that they used for their family member back when they were still around, or when they were able to use it.
Brand new.
It is almost, I mean, literally, y'all, it was almost brand new. The only thing it needed was batteries. Well, the wheelchair he had batteries. So we went and picked it up, and that's God. I mean, that's 2 weeks in a row.
Exactly.
We needed some kind of transport.
And it came through.
He meets our needs. Needed,
and it came through without us having to go through the red tape of filling an application, waiting on the VA to decide what they're going to do, and then getting it to them.
And it sounds so cliche, and it's hard to believe, but I've watched it over and over. I mean, I've watched him pray for something in the morning, and
it happened
by the afternoon. It's crazy.
It's servant leadership. This is what Jesus did when he was here.
Exactly.
Jesus showed us exactly what we're supposed to do every day,
and
that is walk the path he walked. Serve others. Don't worry about yourself.
Give him all the
glory. And worry about everybody else. And make sure they understand that it's God's love, not yours. You know, obviously I love all of my brothers and sisters, but God put me here to do this, and God placed me in the position to do what we're doing.
We're just very fortunate that he chose us.
And
he tells us to love others as he loves us, or as we love ourselves.
And it has been the key. It's the key to everything that I've done, every bit of blessings that we've had.
You hear all your life, if you just do it God's way, your life is so much
easier. And how hard-headed we are.
When you actually give in and start doing that, it really is.
Because it's a leap of faith, for one. You know, how many people are going to just, okay, I think this guy's talking to me, and I don't understand what he's saying.
And this is coming from a guy that didn't believe in faith 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't.
So he's come a long way.
Yeah, I wasn't even a follower of Christ 4 years ago. You know, 2014, I gave myself to the Lord, and that's when he started working on me.
Exactly.
My whole life has been a build-up to do what we're doing today. And I've went through my trials, and I've went through my tribulations, and I've seen things and done things and had things done to me that were nothing anybody else should ever go through. Mm-hmm. And just like with Chris being the war, Julie's dealt with things. We all understand that sorrow that we feel when we're down, the depression that we feel when we can't find a way to get out of something. Now, if we had it in us and we had the ability, everybody would be somebody we would help. But right. It's not like that for us, so we have to be very stringent on who we work with. And veterans is something that's close to my heart, so that's why we do. Now, don't get me wrong. A non-veteran, we do help. If they call us and they're a non-veteran, we still find resources for them.
Right.
But our goal is to make sure our brothers and sisters that actually don the uniform that said, hey, I don't know who you are, but I'm going to go protect you.
Right.
They get the protection that they offered us. Mm-hmm. This is a network of support, no matter if anything else. They know they can call us and count on us. And that is where survival happens, and that's where their recovery starts. When they know they can turn to us when everybody else is turned away.
They have a support channel.
They know they're not going to fail.
Excellent.
And I promise you, if others will do this, you'll see so many things in your time that are miracles or that are talked about in the Bible.
And our you know? Our trials and tribulations and the tests that we've been through, I mean, that's what's made us who we are now, because it also says in the Bible that a faith that can't be tested can't be trusted. So, you know, I like to feel like we're tested because you know, he knows he can trust us. This is a mission that he's put us on, and this is what we're going to handle.
It is so...
And what I mean, someone, you know, the respect from and being in the service and someone that needs help, they would much rather go listen to you and go to someone that's been through what they've been through.
It's easier for them because we understand.
And they'll be more open to what you have to say and instead of just
definitely.
Some Joe Blow.
A lot of times they won't even, because I'm not a veteran myself. I mean, I take care of them, I mean, and
right.
do my part, but I'm not a veteran myself. So therefore, a lot of times they'll just stop talking to me and go to mm-hmm. him, mm-hmm. which is fine.
Right.
But that just tells you how much it means
they've
got to
have somebody that's been through what they've been through.
Well, they can't explain emotion and the emotions that they've been through that they're
right.
feeling. They can't explain that to someone that's not been there and that's not been through that.
But they're not going to understand.
No, so it's easier for them to talk to another veteran because they don't have to explain that emotion because we have actually been through the exact same thing.
Right.
And it's just an instant... It's an instant connection. I do not meet a veteran that is a stranger. When I meet a veteran, he is immediately my brother. I mean, mm-hmm. that's just how I feel because of the camaraderie. I mean, it's just, it's a family that we've built together.
We've
regardless of whether you know them or not,
yeah.
it's
right.
your family.
We've sweat and bled in the same sand they did.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to extend something out to people. Those veterans that are listening to us, as you have your spouses or your family, my wife being here tonight has brought up a point. The families are going through this too.
Exactly.
It's not just the veteran. No. And I would love to offer this. We have a chaplain, okay, and he offers free veteran support therapy. We do peer-to-peer therapy programs. We also have his fiance who does the family counseling that would be willing to talk to any family, veteran family, about the things they're going through. And so we do extend out to the families of the veterans, too. We want everybody to understand that. And if you're feeling like you don't know about your husband or you don't know about your wife, the ones that served, you don't know how to care for them or you don't know how to take care of them in that sense, or you feel like you're lost, I mean, I promise you, Julie, at some point in time, looked around or probably looked up to God going, what in the world are you doing to me? Like, why do you have this guy? And why am I in love with a guy that is broken, you know? I mean, it's not that we're broken. We just, we're lost for a minute, you know? We got some time to, we need time and we need a support group. So with her, I know it was really hard for at least, it's still hard, I'm sure. I'm not a very easy person to love. So y'all have to excuse me when I look at her and think about this because I put her through a lot. I know all the other veterans do too. And the families and the wives and the husbands that aren't, that have an ability to call us to get help too. The ranch will address that as well. So we want to make sure everybody understands that. If you're a veteran out here right now and you need somebody to talk to or you need something a question answered that you can't get answers for because of the VA, you know, or whatever. If you just want to call,
your life is struggling with what you're going through,
right? Because it is a secondary PTSD from that. All right.
Now, do the wives have like an organization where they can or a group or something?
They call me, talk. We'll figure it out.
Okay. There are groups out there for that, but Saving Forgotten Warriors hasn't stood anything up yet.
Gotcha.
We're waiting on the ranch to start, so we had a facility to facilitate the group meetings and stuff like that for the wives. We don't want it to be out in the public. It needs to be private.
Right. Small group.
So, but we also are partnering with Hope Horses here in the community. Hope Horses,
okay.
Inc. Have y'all talked
to
them yet? Okay. So we're a partner with them. Our program starts July 11th. We have four veterans that are going to go through a 6-week course with horses to learn socializing skills.
Yeah.
It's a therapeutic program.
They also use it for disabled children.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Hope Horses is great. Program. We thought it great to have something like that for our veterans. We did a pilot group for two veterans not too long ago, and it did really well. We had really good feedback from them. We had one that had such high anxiety, he couldn't come out of the house. This showed him a little bit more of how to go from the house to the public and actually not freak out. So,
Fallen Heroes Bow Fishing as well.
Yeah, well, we've partnered with Fallen Heroes Bow Fishing here in the community. So we actually have an opportunity for veterans to go bow fishing. We actually have an event coming up. Yeah, we have an event coming up for that for not too long, so they can check that out on the Facebook page too. So,
all right, man, thanks for coming in, Jeremy Hogan.
You're here.
Yeah, I'm over here, but I know we went over a little bit.
Julie won't quit talking.
Yeah, I know how she is. But look, I appreciate you guys. Chris, appreciate you coming in.
Have we given the t-shirt away yet?
I don't know if we've had any callers.
We'll have to get
with Jay back there.
Jay, have we had any callers? No callers for this t-shirt, right?
I know. What's up with that?
I would have called if I'd been home.
Yeah, look. We'll check with him when we get
back. We'll find it out.
Brenda, thank you for coming in and being my co-host. I hope you'll come back sometime.
I loved it.
Yeah,
did you really?
I did.
It's cool hanging out with Big D, ain't it?
I don't know about that, but
she gives me no slack. Yeah.
Hey, if you rub his head, it's good luck.
Yeah, I'm not passing.
I was trying.
Thanks to Pastor Bobby Hill from New Life Church being here, and L.A. Angel. She dropped in the studio and
was awesome.
Playing some jamming music with us. So, look, next Tuesday, we will not be in studio, so we will have a replay on Understanding the Law. But next Thursday, Coleman Attorney, Melvin Haston will be in studio with us, and we will be speaking with Stacy George. He's running for the governor for the state of Alabama. Now, look, we hear the phone ringing.
I know.
Somebody's
going
to have a caller to give a t-shirt away.
There could be.
It's probably my son.
So instead of the TV, the number one caller.
The number one caller.
You get a nice shirt.
So, look, if you want to, you can bow your heads, and Big D will pray us out of here. How does that sound? Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you in prayer, and God, we just give you the praise. Father, for we know that you're good. And Father, we know that you're in our lives. And you lead us and you guide us in the direction that we need to go. Father, I ask that you be with Saving Forgotten Warriors. And Lord, help this organization to do the maximum that it can for every single vet out there. And Father, we just thank these guys for the hard work that they do every single moment of every single day. Father, we praise you for watching over us. Most importantly, Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ. For without him, we would not have everlasting life. For him to have the suffering on the cross for us, Father. And Lord, we just praise you. And we thank Jesus for his sacrifice. And God, just ask that you be with us each and every day that we live. Father, we praise you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Big D.
Hey, you're welcome. So check us out next Thursday right here on the Big D Radio Show. We'll see if Jeremy and the crew will come back in here and we'll talk about Saving Forgotten Warriors. Look, they're too busy for the Big D Radio Show. But look, I do want one of Chris's hats with the red SFW. Well, I want one of those hats if you don't care.
I have one in the truck.
Well, look, I may dip in his truck when he's not looking. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show. God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America. We see.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.